Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer adventure awaits in a rugged new Honda. Check out the Passport, Pilot, Ridgeline, or CRV during the Honda Summer Event. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.99% APR on a 2026 Passport, a 4.49% APR on a 2025 Pilot, a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline, or a 4.99% APR on a 2026 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Welcome back, Rectees. Trey here, Jake, Derek, and my lovely current wife, Katie.
Yeah, I got your first wife on the show.
Yeah, all the above, baby.
Yeah, you're my second, so.
Whoa.
What? What's that joke?
Patreon.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about a Patreon. Oh,
yeah. Talk about a Patreon.
Patreon. We'll
He's
plug
my
the Patreon.
Second.
There's a lot of reasons to join the Patreon. You're going to hear about Katie has been divorced before. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? No, but she's getting close. And because...
Dude, my football season's coming up.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
My oh, by the way, I joined a third fantasy football league. We can talk about that more later in this episode. We were so
I love,
Katie and
you, he loves to bring things up like this on the podcast. Just
yeah,
so
it's brilliant. This is brilliant. A safe haven.
Yeah. I'm sure Derek and Jake love this.
That's smart. Katie and I's thing is she wants to spend all she wants to take a year per decision. And that doesn't work for me. And so she's been saying for pretty much since we moved in, it's been over a year. She goes, well, you know, this main living room, we've got the Samsung frame, of course. Every white girl's got to be like, make the TV look like a picture.
It fools everyone who's 90.
Well, how'd you turn on that painting?
It's Whoa. Better than a black
and,
box
and so we have
there.
A cute like frame around the frame. So to really
double frame.
We're tricking some 75-year-olds. And then she's like, there's some blank space. We need little lights on either side. Whoa. She's been saying this whole time. So she ordered some maybe 4 months ago. No, these don't work. Attempt number two came in this week. We're putting them up. I go, I think those look great. She goes, no, they're a little too big. And I just begged her. I go, please make it. Just can we, they're good. They're great. Can we please, my father's in town. They can hang them on the wall. We can be done
that's
with this.
The
it can
only
be over.
Reason he wants me to decide be, is
that's that a good
he,
reason.
So many reasons. So many reasons. Because then if she says no, she returns them. This goes on for months. And they look great. And I really mean that. Are you excited about them?
Not really.
We have a
I'm
great episode
a hard
for you guys.
Time imagining lights next to your TV. That doesn't sound like good.
Like sconces, you know, just some
like they're dim, but still, it feels like that would affect the TV a little bit, right? Won't a little bit of it bleed onto the TV?
They definitely will be turned on mostly when the TV is off
to highlight the picture frame,
kind of like some mood lighting if we don't have the TV on.
Oh, okay.
Right, I'll trust
so
you.
So take that. All yeah. Right. Come on, man.
I don't know.
We got a lot to talk about this episode. But, thank you guys for all the love. Happy back to school again. Because it comes in waves. It's crazy. Man. It's sad. Our little boy going to school.
Going to Mother's Morning Out, yes.
Is that the name of it?
It's called Mother's Day Out.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Is he slow? Is that why isn't he going to school?
Because he's 2.
Oh. So like, subscribe, give us 5 stars. And you're, you know, hope you guys can appreciate Creator of the Year giving you guys a podcast every week.
For free.
For free. Let's roll music.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions.
Is there like a jingle playing in the headphones?
I keep hearing it too.
Well, is that something from?
Yes, it's a lullaby.
Has that been playing the whole time? Yes. How unprofessional.
It's like I'm hearing some sort of like sleepy music.
I'm so like immune to this noise. I just didn't even hear it.
Just coming out of your phone?
Yes.
She just wants to always, she wants to remind people she's such a great mom. She goes and hangs out with people and she's like, wait, there's a passy in my pocket.
Oh, sorry. It was a mom earlier.
So buddy texts me. They go, man, we got a guy leave. And as you guys know, a fantasy football league can't have an odd number of guys. You have to have an even number.
And yeah, you have to fill it soon. Fill it really quickly.
Yeah, and I joined my third one.
Who are these people?
Who are they?
Mm-hmm.
Trevor, Tanner.
And the gang.
And the gang. Guys whose names are like that.
Terrence. There's
probably a Dylan involved.
Oh, I thought it was all T's.
I think there's a Connor in there.
Cool.
So like,
it's going to be a good time.
So like, it's like some of the same guys from your other league, plus a couple of other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm in three now. So just Labor Day weekend, I'm kind of booked every night that weekend, just so you know.
Same. I actually have planes out of the house, so I guess you'll be doing those here.
The drafts?
Yeah, all of it. I got plans.
What are you doing?
Unsure yet.
Okay.
I don't want to say. Why are you guys dressed the way you are today?
Thank you.
I always look nice. What do you mean, Jake?
You guys look very nice and very neutral and very...
Katie? No, she looks... Yeah, you look good. I've been telling this to her lately. And you went out and got some compliments this morning.
You went out and got some? Like it's the mail?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of just walked around waiting for them. I was just kind of like, okay, I know there's a lot of people in this one area right now. So if I walk around, someone will compliment me.
Yeah, let's curl her hair and just walk around and grab some compliments.
She goes out to this you always get compliments at this place. Last time was that old man. Look at the legs on that one.
Oh,
what did he say to you?
Yeah.
What did the guy say to you last
time? Oh, my gosh. Say?
Strong legs.
Look at those strong legs.
What'd you get this time?
Well, this time it was... at a store, and before I walked in, she saw me through the window, and I walked in, and she said, with a face like that, I knew you were coming in here.
Woo! It's like a lethal hit. Card alert.
It's a makeup and skincare store.
With a face like that.
That could be an insult.
I know. Is it?
Whoa, you need makeup.
That botch, you should get in there.
No, she said with a pretty face or something like that.
And then you said something about an old man. Did he say something to you?
He didn't say anything to me, but he was... I'm not usually like that creeped out, but he was creeping me out.
With legs like that, I knew you were walking in here.
He just, it's like a long kind of like sidewalk, and he was on a bench at the end. And I mean, he just dead stare watched me walk the entire way. And I
were you walking? Were you flirting?
Yeah.
How were you walking?
I was walking and going.
Yeah.
And then a little spin.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was watching me.
Letting him see the wagon move around a little bit, you know. Yeah. That's how I like to do it.
And you came home when you were bothered by that, but I don't think you should be. I mean, wouldn't you like to think if you left the earth before me, God forbid, don't you wish I'd just be out? I mean, old man just looking at pretty women, just thinking, back in the day.
What's the scenario
here?
Do not do that.
If Katie died.
Dead. Yeah. I'm alone. I go, well, I might as well go sit on a bench.
But her dying wish is that you would do this.
Yeah. Yes. And be like, wow, what a beautiful woman. And
wow. Legs on that.
And just kind of yell out like, oh, Katie used to have a walk like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do not do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Just
what would your dying wish be? And not Thomas goes to college, but like for Trey and the way he treats women. Park bench?
Let's say, you know, I'm pretty able-bodied still. I got 20 years left.
He does high rocks.
Crazy
year.
Your whole, like, no, your vegetarian thing finally caught up to you. You just wither away. You die.
Well, I'm
strong gust of wind.
Yeah.
I'm only 22, so that'd be really shocking.
Oh, yeah. Bio age.
Biological age. Yeah. I'm a total creep, it turns out.
Yeah, you got married when her
mom... my wife? She's 22.
Yeah. We've been married for 5 years, so...
We've been married 5 years. She's 22.
It's barely legal.
Yeah, it was COVID.
When we got married 5 years ago, she was 14? Biological.
Yeah, ew.
I mean,
that makes it worse.
Amazing.
The way biologically.
She's like actually judging me. Whoa, it's your fault. No one told me that at the altar that you were a teenager.
And someone is in charge of that. It's either the best man or like maybe the priest. Someone is supposed to check. Mm. And they didn't check. Yeah. COVID.
Yeah.
What would your diet? Okay. You're.
Trey, I've got one, go on. I want
one
you
last
to be happy.
Thing.
One last wish.
Concerning how you treat women.
don't look at a single one ever again.
Oh, that's okay. What you want? A hermit.
Dang, I can't.
Go be a monk.
Yeah.
Can't remarry or anything?
Oh.
Can't, I can't shack up with some old...
You definitely can't do that.
Okay. Dude, can I?
You can remarry, but you cannot shack up.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good negotiating.
Yeah.
Make it, like, have this terrible alternative.
Oh, so I can do that? She's like, all right, remarry is fine.
Yeah. That's great. Rachel and I have never had this conversation. Maybe we should.
I'll just find some old sweet lady who lost hers, and we'll just stare at a frame TV together.
In the near future, you'll find an old lady? Or like, when? When does Katie die? When does the veganism catch up with her?
It's all hypothetical because she's, based on her biological age, and the rate she's aging, she's going to live to 110.
Great.
Strong legs.
Strong legs. Yeah, that has something to do with it too. Yeah.
I think if Rachel passed away, I would try to find the opposite of whatever Rachel is, just so nothing reminded me of her. Yeah, black.
Mm-hmm.
In every way.
That's, and I don't mean this in bad at all, but that is kind of what I first think of when you say opposite of Rachel.
Like an Iowa. Just volleyball player, I guess.
Just a, yeah. Rachel, a good American girl.
Yeah, so I would do that. I would find like a nice, just a different looking girl than Rachel with different interests.
Yeah,
and no hair.
Always wanna...
Bald.
Some black women look really, they really pull that look off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Will Smith's husband.
Wife.
I didn't mean it. She seems like, you know, and that would be the opposite. Rachel seems very nice and chill. So she might be a handful. And you could, did you agree with Will Smith slapping?
Slapping?
Like if someone came up to you and they go, what was the insult? Chris Rock called her G.I. Jane.
I don't remember. This is so topical that I've somehow forgotten.
Sure, sure. I know.
Scenario.
No, I just saw this thought just happened. I saw a TikTok. So someone walked up to you in front of me and was like, oh, hey, where's your ring, Chet? Where's your NBA Finals ring, Chet Holmgren? Freaking long arms looking freak. Would you want me to just kind of laugh that off or slap them in the face?
Definitely slap them.
Okay. See? Yeah. A lot of women don't want to admit that.
But
they would have made a good stand up for them.
Yeah.
But you weren't on stage. There's the fact that he was on a stage is different.
And it'd be easier because I'd have to go on stage and slap him. You could just stay seated and slap
him. Yeah, so I'd probably just do it myself.
Okay.
It was about the alopecia in the bald head.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. That's not good.
Well, yeah, you got to know your some team, jokes are coming.
Your team Jane?
I don't think.
Taylor Swift's new album. Are you excited?
Sure.
If she goes on tour, are you going to see it?
I kind of feel like I should because I missed the whole Eras tour thing. And I think that when I'm 75, I'm going to look back and regret that.
Oh, no.
Did you guys have an opportunity to go?
Yeah. I forget. You did or didn't go?
We went to Portugal.
Portugal, that's right.
See, they literally went to a different country. That's how bad. Like, they couldn't miss it.
They didn't want to be 75 withering away.
Yeah.
I do. It sucks. I'm getting sucked in. I care. I care about them deeply. Isn't that a bummer?
Care about them. You care about Taylor and Travis deeply?
I do. I do. And I stop whenever I see either of their faces and there's quotes and he's like, we just love each other. And I'm like, how do I find it? and that's what's crazy.
I want that.
Yeah, I want that. But it's crazy. We get so sucked in because I have an amazing marriage, but they just make it not like Taylor and Travis. We're Trey and Katie. That's pretty good. We're training Katie.
Yeah. And Taylor, you know what? Travis? You know what we've said before? Is
Did you see that little clip? He said, well, my eyes match your shirt, sweetie. And she blushed. What, 2 hours ago, I was like, pick the lights. Or I'm going to throw in the trash.
Yeah. And we always say that when people kind of parade around on social media like that, it usually means their relationship is actually bad.
It's all real. No, yeah. They're telling the truth. They're telling the truth.
I'm not saying they're not telling the truth. I'm just saying, like, a lot of times it's like a lot of, you know.
Look at us.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like maybe.
So you
not
think it's fake?
Good. I don't know. I don't think that their relationship is fake, but it's just not as good as ours, is what I'm
it's
saying.
It's not.
Oh, you're not envious.
Yeah.
I think her announcing her album on their podcast is like, that's borderline like an engagement ring. I feel like.
Yeah.
That's such a massive deal.
That is huge. Yeah.
Have you seen all the backlash? Like, Wow. Thought I knew what you stood for, Taylor. Announcing your album on an all-male podcast. It's like, she just can't win. It's like,
I'm a woman. I'm on it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's my boyfriend. My boyfriend has to be a guy. That's just how it works.
Sorry, it's him and his brother. I don't...
Yeah, they only
Wow. Married into a family where there's only brothers?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Did they kill their sister? Sexist? It's
exhausting.
It's astonishing, though. I can't...
I kind of want to talk about this more, but this was going to come out a full week after their podcast comes out.
Oh, so what? At this point...
Like, are we being lame?
Yeah.
If we keep talking about this? But right now, it hasn't happened yet, so it's fascinating.
It is.
It's going to shatter every record, right?
Who knows what it came from? What if they just went off? They said crazy stuff.
Like it's gonna. Not she's got to
be.
Anymore.
She's got to be so guarded with what she says. There's no way she's even. There's got to be a script, right?
I'm very intrigued by that. I mean, she doesn't do interviews. She doesn't do anything anymore.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't even have comments on her Instagram. Like, there's no discourse with Taylor Swift.
It is fascinating, and Don't you? I just feel like we've got to hunt them down in town and befriend them. Do you think that would work?
Supposedly,
you guys go to restaurants that they might go to. So if anyone's going to do it, it's you guys.
Supposedly,
no more home cooked meals.
Okay.
You hear me?
Hey, okay.
Katie, I know you're.
Okay.
I know you're dressed like a woman who milks cows right now. But you need to stop being so.
I was
so going to
make homemade bread and dumplings tonight, but
get out from the teat and go out to eat. That's what I say. Go find Taylor.
Supposedly, I was at a restaurant that they were at. Supposedly.
Supposedly? Yeah. At the same time or just like
at some point? At the same time.
Oh, someone was just like, they're back there. They're back there right now.
Yeah.
Oh, if I was a waitress, I'd say that constantly in Kansas City. Yeah. Hey, don't make a big deal, but.
Oh, yeah, just make
Taylor
it
Taylor left 15 minutes ago. She sat in that exact same spot as you.
And people, yeah. I mean, people would tell everyone they know for weeks on months.
Yeah.
It's all we have in this town. What were your guys' hometown things? Like for us, Derek, maybe you feel this way too. Like Brad Pitt, like he was born in Oklahoma, but drugs, methamphetamine. But it's like everyone has a Brad Pitt story in like Springfield, Missouri, because he went to high school there and like his brother lives there. So everyone's got that. I'm like, now we have Taylor Swift stories in Kansas City.
Ours.
Did Noonan, Georgia have a nice little.
You have Alan Jackson.
Yep, Alan Jackson.
Everyone's got an Alan Jackson story.
No, but I don't know anyone.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Yeah, people don't really have Alan Jackson stories.
You know that song? So.
They don't.
I'm not sure. I don't know if we have.
I don't know if it's Iraq or Iran. That's a literal lyric in the song.
He's saying, look, I'm not going to get into it. It's one of them.
Which one of those brown people did it?
Oh my gosh.
Like, Alan, you can't. You've got. It is important who did Alan.
Yeah, it's decently important. I'd say be specific.
Ours that we, you know, American Idol, Carrie Underwood. Oh, Carrie Underwood.
She Edmund?
She wasn't Edmund, but
you still claim her.
We love talking about it because she was from the lake town that we had a lake place at.
Where good enough.
She grew up in Chicago.
Did she work at CJ's?
No. What a reference to our favorite little hole in the wall. She worked. There
she
was,
worked at
so
CJ's.
There was, and again, this is probably.
She was kind of the Kurt Warner of
there's
music.
No way this is true at all, but the closest gas station to our, like the place we'd fill up the car when we stayed there. Rumors that she worked there as like a teenager.
That's what I thought, that there was a place she worked at.
Wow. I forget the name of it, but we were like, yeah, Carrie worked here. And so we're like, it's just so funny. Someone's famous and like was in this town years ago, and you're like, she drank our water.
Here.
And then she had a song on her first album called Ain't in Shakota Anymore. Mm. Boy, I think my parents made us listen to that every morning. we have a lake place in the city.
You know,
she's an American icon.
You know what, actually? Is that they filmed The Walking Dead right outside my hometown.
Oh, everyone's got a Walking Dead story.
All the Walking Dead characters we would see around town, characters, well, actors, whatever.
You'd go out.
All the Walking Dead playwrights.
I would see
for
the
a decade, you'd go out to like grab a sandwich. There's
Yeah.
It's going to ruin the town.
There was actually a like downtown area where, like closest to where they were shooting. I used to actually shoot like for a boutique in like some of the warehouses and stuff that they use like to film with.
Wow.
But they
a face like that. Yeah,
a face like that.
Shooting in warehouses.
They just do the raw makeup one morning. Oh, you're not here for zombie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh shoot.
Oh, you're here for the cute boutique.
Okay.
I was like, we're close enough to Halloween. So you were out there like, you're cute. And then you just hear in the background.
There'd be zombies coming up. Yeah.
That'd be distracting.
Yeah, we never saw them.
All around town, you're trying to give them money. Like, we're not homeless. We're just zombies on a smoke break.
Yeah, because sometimes you're shooting something, you have to like hold for plane. Like, hold for zombie.
Hold for zombie.
Hold for zombie a block away. Once I'm screaming, it'll be done soon.
Yep. But, yeah, there's downtown. They had like a Walking Dead store. You know, they kind of turned it. It was like the theme of this like little main street because
just countless crimes. Unfortunately, people bled out. Like someone was actually in trouble, but it's like the zombie who cried.
Yeah. They're like, this is just a zombie. Scene.
He's gone method.
They're filming this. Yeah.
And then Edmund Blake Griffin.
That's nice.
That's our biggest one. We've talked about this before. I think I'm top five and Edmund.
From Edmund specifically.
History. I do think that. I think you put me in there.
I'm going to write that for Stratford.
Well, you don't think so?
Yeah. That's great. I don't know.
Stratford? Oh, you're one, dude. Who's from Stratford?
I don't know.
There might be like a drug kingpin or something, but like he's under. We'll hear about him later, but.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of in the shadows right now, but he's successful.
Our big moment was where the St. Louis Cardinals shouted out our FFA for how good they did.
Yeah. Oh, easy. More updates, by the way, on Function Health because it's fun. I got got all my labs in, so then they give you I didn't even know they did this, clinician note. So a full-blown clinician gave me a little summary.
That's actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
Your lab test offers a clear picture of your health, highlighting strengths and areas needed attention. They indicate heart and metabolic challenges. Your cholesterol profile shows risk factors for heart disease. It basically is the paragraph saying your cholesterol is maybe the worst we've ever seen. It's kind of what it says. It says my immune system is generally robust, though a slightly increased monocyte count may signal a minor response to everyday stress. Low omega-3 fatty acid levels suggest you might not be receiving sufficient natural anti-inflammatory support. That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Balanced levels of cortisol and dehydroepinephrine sulfate indicate effective stress management.
Wow, good job.
So I'm a little stressed, but they said, hey, you're doing great with it.
That's good. I mean, once a clinician is starting to use, like, I mean, seven-syllable words, like, that's worth your money right there.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Oh, for sure. Certain male hormone markers, such as your PSA, indicate a vast lack of sexual activity for what you need. And that's just what the clinician said. And I may be making that up because I'm being paid. I can't make stuff up. So, but it's offering me a clear picture. It's pretty fascinating.
It's crazy that your blood was able to tell them that.
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, we're making that up. But Function Health, they're important partners to the podcast. Thanks for sponsoring us. And we've got our parents doing it, both sets of our parents.
Mm-hmm. Fun.
It's awesome. So I learned a couple things I work on, like my omega-3s, but my cholesterol, and that gives you supplements, things they suggest, and they test so many things you don't even know about. For instance, there's a gene called the MTHFR that helps your body process folate, a nutrient essential for making DNA. Are you kidding me? So it converts folate into its active form, which your brain needs to make serotonin, dopamine, etc. And so you can test for stuff like that. It may have like some signs that MTHFR mutation might be affecting you are fatigue, anxiety, migraines. This thing, it tests stuff you don't even know about. It's been awesome. It's helped me have a clearer picture of my health. So go check out Function Health.
Yes, that's right. The first 1,000 get a $100 credit toward their membership. Go to functionhealth.com/Trey or just use the promo code Trey100 at sign up to own your health.
Functionhealth.com/Trey. Go check it out. We've got all our loved ones on. It's been amazing. $100 off. Okay, go to functionhealth.com/Trey or use code Trey100.
Do you feel like Brad Pitt was the main thing in Springfield, Derek?
Yeah.
It was always there was this place where I would play basketball at, and it was like rumors that when he was married to Jennifer Aniston, like, yes, him and Jennifer, like, they watched their nephew's game. Like, last night, you just missed him.
You just missed him.
Like, oh, dang.
They're up there.
I knew I should join the Tuesday League.
Yeah.
Pink Pony Club may have, like, taken over since we've left that area.
Yeah, that song's kind of about her leaving Springfield. Fun fact. Chapel Roan.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. She's from there, too?
Yeah.
Willard.
From Willard. Went to Willard prom one time.
She did or you did?
I went with her. I thought I was going with my guy friend. It was her and drag. Confusing.
And she just kept shouting Pink Pony Club. This girl's crazy, man. Wait, so the song's about her getting out of her small town to go to the Pink Pony Club?
Or well, I remember. I
think she rode a pink pony.
I think Pink Pony's like a trans, like drag, whatever, club or something. Yeah, yeah. But the chorus is like, my mom will be singing like, God, what have you done? Oh. You're a pink pony girl dancing at the club.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
Because she's like, yeah, my mom is not going to like the choices I'm making.
Understood.
She's a Southwest girl.
Red elephant. Should we get some correct opinions?
Sure.
Do you want to start?
Sure.
Great. Oh, awesome.
My correct opinion is that filling up a large... extra large water bottle is like a placebo effect for drinking water.
I'm confused by this.
So you fill up a huge water bottle in the morning.
I do feel like your correct opinions are good. She speaks in like girl language that I really can't understand.
It's kind of like a riddle.
Your mom just told me upstairs that she loves my correct opinions.
Your mom's here. I know.
Like a lot of women, they're sitting there like, oh.
She is. Yeah,
I wondered who the red car was parked not anywhere near your house. Is that her?
Oh no, their car's in the driveway. You fill it up like a big, huge water bottle in the morning, thinking like, I'm gonna drink so much water today. And throughout the day, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, filled that up. And so all day, I'm like, yeah, I'm drinking a lot of water today. But then at the end of the day, you look and you really haven't drinking any of it. But all day, I thought I was drinking a lot of water because I was taking some sips out of this huge thing of water. So it's like a placebo effect for drinking water.
This is fascinating.
I guess people who struggle to drink water. Do you guys struggle to drink water?
I could afford to drink some more.
I mean, truly.
My urine's not like, see-through.
She'll go a whole day with no water. And I can't relate to that at all. I know some people are like that.
I know you've joked before, like the first comedy tour we did, I did the whole tour, no water.
Yes. The first time I travel with you, because I'm always drinking water, I'm always peeing, and I would be amazed at like
I was like a camel,
and I would start to pay attention. Like, yeah, you go 6 hours without urinating. It's really amazing, and it probably makes your life a lot easier. Like certain times I'd be like, we're about to go to this long thing, we should go to the bathroom, and you're like, I'm good. And
no, I went yesterday. Notice. Yeah, fine. Yeah.
But I don't, because sometimes I go up to our kids, and she doesn't remember to give herself water, so obviously her children sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just funny. Sometimes I'll give like our 10-month-old, like, let's try the water. And she's like, I was like, what's the last time you offered this?
I offer it every meal. And sometimes, oh, yeah, I was like, sometimes in between.
She needs.
Yeah.
I get that water, man.
Yep.
Okay, so, thank you.
Let me know correct if opinion. Anyone can relate to that.
My correct opinion is if you don't have a junk drawer, I can't trust you. Can you imagine not having a junk drawer? Every good red-blooded American needs a junk drawer. I don't care. Even my parents, who are some of the most organized people you ever meet, they got one. Okay? And maybe you have two like we do. Maybe you have two junk drawers and a junk counter like we do. Maybe you have two junk drawers and a junk counter and a junk cabinet like we do.
Junk bedroom.
Junk bedroom. Sometimes I come home to a junk closet. And that means you can trust us, okay? Because we don't have some crime we're covering up. You got to take... What do you have? Batteries?
Batteries.
A screw you found on the ground randomly?
Some change.
Maybe a little half of a charger.
Spare key.
Spare key. What's the key for?
I don't know where this goes. Don't throw it away.
It's for the junk drawer. Nom, 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 nom. Put it all in there. Oh, my AirPods stopped working. Here you go, junk drawer.
Yeah. That's how you feel.
I'm going to throw away AirPods. I paid $200 for these. They're broken. Junk drawer.
Yeah.
Gotta have
them. Anything that feels weird to throw away. I'll throw a pair of shoes in the junk drawer. Like, well, I'm not really wearing them, but... take it up space in my closet.
Like a random like hinge to a cabinet. Maybe I'll need that one day.
Yeah, that's good. Post-it notes go in there.
Post-it notes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe a random Sharpie or a few pins.
Yeah, a lot
rubber
of pins.
Bands, maybe.
Yeah, a couple rubber bands.
Rubber band. I don't know. Put all sorts of stuff in there.
Yeah.
And I used to think, what's wrong with me being all junky like this? But no. We've got two dedicated. It's just a nightmare in there.
I almost bought a cord organizer for one of them.
No. That's not how you do it. You get them tangled up.
Yeah, there's so many cords in there.
So many cords because
Rat King.
Because Apple, it's too many plugins now. We got them all if you need them.
Yeah. I kind of like doing that. I've started like having abundance of items that I'm regularly, like I have deodorant in a few different rooms of the house. That's nice. Instead of putting cords in the drawer, just have an iPhone charger at like seven different outlets at all times. That's nice.
We did that at our old house.
I did. I sucked it up and I said, forget it. And I bought, I spent a couple hundred bucks for like three main outlets in the house. And there's one of those, it's like a plug in and like six come out of them. I was like, we're just going to be ready. And we've slowly lost them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do it again.
Yeah. You guys have a, I always feel weird throwing away like checks I've deposited, yes. even though it like says that it cleared. I'm like, well, what if, I don't know what's going on.
Perfect.
Junk drawer. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, from years ago. What if?
Tic Tacs. Oh, I got that. Oh, stocking 2019.
Yeah. Half a piece of gum.
Gum. Then the wrappers of the gum throw back in there.
Maybe some Ziploc bags, depending on your drawer.
Pregnancy tests. You been doing those? That's disconcerting. When I walk in, I was like, why is she doing this?
I've been not doing pregnancy tests.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm doing ovulation tests.
What's that?
To see what my cycle is doing.
Oh, yeah.
In case anyone wanted to know.
Zoom in on that. I can't figure out your cycle right now either.
I'm doing it.
You're mean to me way more often than once a month.
Same. That's why I'm doing it.
Eva started hers, dude.
Trey.
I just, no, she's just been fussy, right?
Isn't that... She's teething.
Oh.
The teething cycle.
Teething cycle.
I don't know. I think is what it's called.
Ah, she's going to love it. That's funny. She'll love this joke. Do you think will our kids listen through all like 1,000 episodes of this?
No.
By the time they're an adult?
No.
Maybe greatest hits?
It's crazy to think. Greatest hits? Maybe. Oh, Derek, you make an edit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or Thomas.
Derek, can you go through 1,000 episodes and just do your favorite?
Don't use AI. Do it yourself.
I haven't fully really thought about that. Like, really bizarre that our children will... Because we could experience here's like an old photo of your parents.
A yearbook photo.
Not even really video. Here's a kind of a really grainy VHS video of us when you were like two.
Yeah, I've wondered that.
Our children, I mean, especially us... What a catalog they'll have to go through.
Yeah, the archive that they're going to have. Like, but at that point, I mean, 10 years from now, there is so much on the internet that like, how much old stuff will get brought up? Like, how much gets lost?
I know, we're like, we'll if we never touch it, will our YouTube videos be there forever? Or like one day YouTube will go under and it'll just go poof. Or it's crazy to think about like our grandchildren. Like we're dead. They're dead. And they're like, this is what your grandpa was like.
Yeah, we've never had this type of like... time capsule.
Might be bad. Could you imagine? Oh, dude, could you imagine? What if you listened to your papa when he was 30? Give correct opinions. You think you'd take that through the lens of the context of the time? I don't think they should be out after dark. I think that. And people are laughing. Oh, no. Oh, there's something horrible we've said in 80 years. They're going to be like, are we related to this monster?
Yeah, well, don't worry, I'll still be alive, so I can talk to them about it.
Yeah, you can get it deleted.
You'll be like, you know, for the time, it really was, kind of funny, but he was a good man.
Yeah.
And hopefully, for the most part, we're still like, you know, there's worse stuff out there. We'll always point him to that. It could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
No, look,
it could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
Like, oh, okay, then we're doing pretty good.
Good point.
There's a lot of wedding videos just stored on Vimeo. Like, and Vimeo stock prices are going down. Like, it's almost going to crash. So, like, a lot of people are about to lose their Vimeo wedding videos.
Oh,
there's a missed opportunity there.
Yeah. Are you telling us?
Download yours. If that's the only place.
I have it downloaded.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a good point.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you know where it is? Could you access our wedding video right now?
I mean, I put it in that little book for you, so surely. Maybe I downloaded it, too.
It's in the book.
Surely.
The video's in the book?
Where'd that little book go?
It's in our living room. I got one of those, like, I fell for an Instagram ad, but it's really cute. It's a book you open, and it plays the video.
You talk about confusing old people. We got a TV that's a picture frame. We got a book that's a video. It's like a...
You see this whole wall? This is fake.
Please believe it or not, there.
This is an above ground pour.
There's no water in it.
It's great because, I mean, it's way, so you watch it way more often. Thomas loves watching it.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
It is sweet. Correct opinion.
My correct opinion is if you buy a car that's got to be driven in the Midwest, it should come with two horns, a mean horn and a nice horn.
I cannot believe there's not a nice horn.
I just thought of this on the way over. I saw my friends. I'd like to nice honk at them. but yeah. It sounds so.
Oh, you have people pleasing Katie. I'll try to do what I generally in my heart is just like a
two quick ones.
Just like a like it's like a. Hey, I'm not mad at you. Just heads up. Here I come, horn. And she's like, why are you honking? I'm like, I'm not. Want it nice. Like, there's like, excuse me.
Or like, fun that I'm driving past ya. I want that horn. We need that in the Midwest. Chicago, New York, California. You guys just need the mean one. But true, we need a nice one.
We need a nice one. Yeah.
Even like when the light turns green, I don't want to like mean honk. It's like, oh, you're probably on your phone.
That's That would go a long way because sometimes when I'm having a bad day and it's like green, someone honks, I'm like, The other days I'm like, oh, my mistake. Thank you.
That's on me.
And if they just.
Nice horn.
I mean, no offense. Just, I know you're probably on your phone. Just look up. Mm-hmm. It's green.
I feel like I always got to just like double tap it perfectly. And that's like the only way I can communicate, like, no big deal. But I'm not perfect.
I'm surprised you honk that much, Jake.
Well, it's a big problem, it sounds like.
It's more, I would like to honk more.
I don't think, honked in my life.
Really?
Huh. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, what's how does it work? Excuse me in Morse code.
What is a honk? Like, what is it? Like, what are you pushing and how
can
does...
Can you run out?
Yeah, is there a speaker? Seriously. And it's not a speaker.
Okay, I'm going to play Excuse Me in Morse code.
I mean, that's unreal that we ever communicated.
Well, I'm saying
with anything in Morse code.
No, I think whole thing is honk excuse that, me. And I think people will get that.
That is so long.
And people will be like, oh, he said excuse me. Oh,
he's ex-Navy. Oh, you're talking from an aircraft carrier.
How does anyone?
How do you decipher that? It's impressive.
You gotta be really with it. Seriously, though, does anyone know how a honk works? Derek, you probably
know
this,
electric?
Right?
Is it electric? It's gotta be electric.
Like, is there a speaker?
We do have Tad Kennedy upstairs right now who can definitely Car tell guy. Us.
Yeah. Well, no, we can't hear him until we have 1,000 patrons. And then we tell him all the stuff.
And then we can tell all. Which, by the way,
we're literally like 10 away from hearing Rachel.
Yep. Come on.
So thank you. Really means a lot. Thanks for the support on Patreon. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. And we're almost to our goal of 750. And we'll hear from Jake's wife on the Patreon. And then right after that, I'm going to give it 875. We're going to live stream on Patreon, Katie and me race.
Oh my gosh, I need to start training.
Dude, I did my workout a couple days ago with my buddies and tour life. I feel like they're going to get, the Patriots going to get us there in time while I'm still on tour. I come back. I'm awful, dude. I'm disgusting. I really am. You try, right? You're like, hey, put in the food order before the show and I'll try and be like a salad. And then the show, you're kind of excited. Maybe I'll have a glass of basic Sellers wine. And then after the show, you're fired up. Let's go somewhere. Food. And then I just, it's gone. It's down the drawer.
You kind of just need to go to bed, I think.
We were joking in the pod. Katie, you got to stop cooking. Katie, she loves to cook us homemade this, homemade that.
Stop. She's breakfast, lunch, dinner from scratch.
But we do like to eat in because it tends to be healthier, more affordable. But it can still get expensive. Every plate has answered a lot of our problems. They send it right to your door, ingredients with recipes, crispy buffalo ranch chicken. I bet Jake would like that.
Yes, please.
Cheesy Mexican street corn hash. They have so many restaurant level delicious recipes. Thanks to every place constantly rotating weekly recipes delivered right to your door. You always have the best answer to what's for dinner. We love it. You love it. So go check out every plate because cooking the same things over and over. You're tired of this. You cook. What do you cook every night?
It's a lot of chicken. Oatmeal? A lot of chicken. Need some variety. Need some veggies. Need some hash.
Well, what are you guys waiting for? Dig into these flavor-packed meals your household will love. New customers can enjoy this special offer from us for $1.99 a meal. $1.99 a meal.
Sheesh.
Kidding me? Were we back in McDonald's days? You can't find these prices anymore.
The dollar menu.
So go support the podcast. Check it out. Everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY199. To get started, apply as a discount on first box, limited time only. So $1.99 a meal. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY199.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Man, it's fun. We found, it's always the best, we found the greatest spot post-show in Boston. Just had a great sit-down with the boys. Nice order of food. It was splendid. It really was. Had some oysters. Got a lobster rolls up in Portland, Maine.
Yeah, how was the tour? I forgot.
You've been to talk up there.
Portland, Maine.
Yeah, well, recap of the week. It was good. No medical emergencies, which is good. And, you know, shout out. I'm going to play Boston the same day as Nate Bergazzi, which, like, I went to the matinee show because he did multiple shows there.
Oh,
which is cool. I didn't get a chance to say hey to him, but I met some of his openers and saw some of his team. Really nice. Had to leave early and ran into numerous fans that walked out. Like, Trey, oh my gosh, we saw you have a show tonight. Like, yeah, you come in. They're like, we're going to go to. It was
Nate's in town.
It felt like this woman was so nice. It was like she had the vibe. She was a real mom. It was like how my mom would be like, oh, we'd love to, but we're already. I'm so sorry. So ticket sales were light. But I saw one. Several people came to my show who went to the afternoon show too. They did two shows in one day.
Impressive.
What a Saturday.
Yeah.
They like comedy.
Impressive. Yeah. It's you know, I prefer it in the other direction. It's kind of tough.
Rather go before Nate.
Yeah. So I opened for he opened for me.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That's wow.
So thank you. It was a good time. We had our first way too drunk, annoying girl alert. Oh, had our really? First one of the tour. Shout out code to, word. I think her name was Brittany. No, nah, it was close, but she just kept, this is where you got to be smart. She, at the very start I came out, she was just going arms up like this.
Oh yeah.
I was doing it really dramatic. And so I kind of picked on her like, yeah, girl, you
know. All right.
And then her drunk brain took that as, this is who I am now.
He loves
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
And every time I looked down throughout the next hour plus, her arms were up. And she just kept kind of trying to get my attention and do that.
I rocks.
To when finally I had to be like, these poor people behind you, like, stop.
Stop with the arms.
Which she took to mean like, oh, I should be even more annoying.
This comedian's joking around with me.
Yeah. And it's always tough when you're on stage and you're like, I can tell this girl's annoying. I'm not getting distracted by it too much. But then I know it's like 10 DMs like, so sorry about that crazy drunk, which I take as like, she was really annoying us greatly out there. So I was like, man, I should have done a better job. So shout out to you. Don't ever come back. Brittany.
She can come back just sober, right?
Or just handcuff your arms to the armrest.
That's you. Cut your arms off.
Cut your arms off.
Oh, wow.
I guess how you could only cut.
You can cut one off easily.
And then you
got
to
use your feet.
Yeah. Have your drinking friend cut the other one off.
Oh, wow.
And then we had a great time board. We got lobster rolls, good crowd. And then played our first casino of the tour. One of these classic. You show up, you go, where in the world are we? Middle of nowhere, but they book all these big acts. They were hosting Hinder the week after me.
Oh, jealous.
So, you know, they're big time.
Yeah.
It was actually a really nice casino. Went out.
Yeah.
I played some blackjack after, which was fun. Won a little bit.
Michael go out too?
Michael went out, and it was really busy, so there's not many seats. So I go, hey, I'll sit down. We'll play together. We'll just split it, which turned into him not paying attention at all and like, talking to people, and then I said, hey, I won all this money. He's like, oh, shoot, give me half. And I was like, I guess that's what I said. So Michael got like $800 for doing absolutely nothing.
You won that much money?
Yeah, it was good.
Why don't you tell me that? What are you doing with that money?
Nah, here we go.
Fantasy football dude.
Yeah,
football
that's dues. Exactly where it went. Yeah.
Yeah, buy-in's 800 this year.
But, I'm glad that you earned it that way. That's
okay, great. But the dude next to me, you know, I like to poke fun at a lot of people say I look like guys. I don't. This guy looked like me. Like I even to people were like, does this guy look exactly like me? They're kind of like, yeah, he does.
That's so funny.
And part of it, because he sat down and he was kind of a sketchy character. He had on this sash that we learned later was full of money. Like he sat down on, he was
a
playing.
A sash full of money?
He's playing two hands.
You mean like and a he bag? Was,
yeah, it was like a satchel. And he was very clearly counting cards because he just kind of like bet the minimum. And then he'd be like, wait, and he'd take like bundles of cash out and be like, max bet.
Yeah.
And I was surprised he didn't get like kicked off.
No one seemed to care.
Pretty quick. He just won a pretty good deal of money and then started talking. He's like, we do look alike. He's like, can I just take a photo of you? My buddies, they'll get a kick out of this. And I've had so many weird requests from strangers. I have no backbone anymore. So I was like, sure, photo. And then he's like, how old are you? And so then I was like, I lied. I was like, 35. He's like, me too.
Oh, no.
And he goes, when's your birthday? This is crazy. And then I was like, what are we doing? He's like, sorry, I'll stop asking you questions. And then I got up and I was like,
he thought you were his twin. His long lost twin.
I was like, he's like, I tried to steal my identity or something. What was he doing? Why do you want my picture, my age, and my birthday?
Yeah. What street you grow up on?
Well, then I was like, he knows he's a cheater. He's getting caught. He's going to try to frame me. So then I was like, that's what I really thought.
Instinct, actually.
I know. Because he was like a shark. He was walking around sketchy. He was winning thousands of dollars. He goes, wait, we look alike. Give me a photo. Your day, your birth, your age. And I was like, what was that? So then I got kind of mad. I was like, you know, because everyone at the casino was nice to me. They're hosting me. And Terrence, he's like high up working the casino. I met him before. I just seen him. I was like, where's Terrence? I'm going to go tattle on this dude.
I'm a Terrence
tattle. Cheating. He's counting. He's taking your money. I couldn't find Terrence. So no. Terrence, if you're listening in Waterloo, New York, there's some guy who looks pretty much like me who scammed you, dude.
I don't know if you could handle being a woman. If just him asking when's your birthday freaked you out.
He said,
I think you would be creeped out constantly.
Derek's giving me credit. Derek's a conspiracy guy. He likes this. You're telling me. He's guy sits down next to you, looks like you, clearly counting cards, gonna get caught, has been caught before at other casinos. You know it.
Wearing a sash.
Wearing a sketchy character to you, and then he goes, we look alike. Can I take a photo of you? Also, how old are you and when were you born?
There would be a little bit of like, what's the end game?
Yeah, what's
here?
Happening what's, here?
Like, where is this leading? Can I take a photo of you?
Because
it turns out he just, the next night he headlined the comedy club as me, the venue.
Yeah, now it's confusing.
Ruins my career. This is on me.
I feel like if that was a girl, I could see, like, to me, that scenario doesn't creep me out because if it was a girl, it'd be like, oh my gosh, we look so much alike. Like, wait, how old are you? Oh my gosh, wait, are we like twins? When were you born?
I think it's more likely explanation if he was just being friendly and was like,
yeah, that's,
wait, what are we twins? Maybe he's going that way, but you know.
That's when you should have said like, I'm adopted, are you? And then it kind of like flips the script a little bit.
Yeah, that would be fun. You start going down just the just genetics you have. And just like,
I don't really know my birthday. I was
are you
adopted.
Attracted to me?
Yeah.
Are we attracted to each other?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the way I was going.
See, that'd throw him off.
My mom's really organized.
My mom. Do you have a junk drawer?
Yeah, should have done that.
But it was a great weekend. We had a good time.
When you go out again?
When people are hearing this tomorrow. So come on out, trakeno.com/tour. Okay, we got to plug the dates. That's what we do here. I haven't done that in a long time, okay, guys? So I'm in Long Island, New York
tomorrow. He's allowed to do this.
Huntington, New York. That's one's filling up. So thank you that I'm in. It's casino weekend. I'm in the big Foxwoods Casino out in Connecticut. You know, that massive one.
Oh, yeah.
Fun. And then Atlantic City, baby. Atlantic City. And then after that, into September, we're going to San Luis Obispo, Bakersfield, California for the first time. Very excited. And Lake Tahoe. Katie and the kids will be in tow for those dates.
Tahoe.
Bakersfield, you excited? She's going to that one.
We can do a meet and greet. It's pretty expensive, but if you want to meet us, you can pay me via Venmo.
How much? You can meet Katie and our children. Yeah, we'll sell them out. You can meet. You can hold our baby for. You can hold Eva for.
You can hold the baby.
You can nurse Eva for.
You can
nurse her for.
Oh my gosh.
Take the load off for a night, you know?
And then into October, Chicago, Omaha, Des Moines. Oh, how much fun will that be? Then up to Stamford, Connecticut, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Red Bank, New Jersey, Tulsa, Dallas.
Where's Bethlehem?
I don't know, but good ticket sales up there. Those weird pockets in Pennsylvania, you don't know if they have jobs or if they have electricity. They come to shows.
Yeah, Bethlehem, that could be like, oh, that's Philly. Or it's like, oh, that's Amish. And both would make sense while you're selling tickets.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Let's look. Coming back, Bethlehem. So excited. Speaking of teeth.
You're like, this says the Middle East.
What did you find in Eva's teeth the other day?
Oh my gosh. Last night.
Oh.
I was like, you know, she's like putting everything in her mouth. And so I we look over and she's kind of like doing a chewing motion. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's in her mouth? What's in her mouth? Squeeze your mouth open. And I like scrape what I then realized was a booger out of her teeth.
Oh, wow. That's disgusting.
Could not hers. There's no way it was hers.
What do you mean?
She can't pick her nose.
The other one.
Thomas loves picking his nose right now and leaves his boogers everywhere. So 100% we were in his room.
You
for
scraped,
sure she
okay, we got it. We got it. We got it. We got it. We got it.
Dude, you at least you didn't feed
about,
it to her.
You're on the fence about being a parrot. Let that one sink in.
Because I pulled it out of her teeth.
All right, we're done. Move on, dude. It's so gross. It's own child. It's gross. Yeah, there goes our meet and greet with Eva.
Yeah, the price just went down. No one wants to be around that.
That was gross, yeah. How long was this episode?
46.
A car horn works by using electromagnetism to rapidly vibrate a metal diaphragm. Consider me impressed.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So it's unlimited.
I guess it's unlimited.
It's gas powered.
Electromagnetism powered.
Via the gas.
I guess via the. No, you could.
Oh, the battery.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because I think a horn works if the car is off. So that's that. Diaphragm. Diaphragm's a word that's starting to get thrown around a lot.
And it's still, it's got that bad past, man.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Isn't there something with like, so diaphragm, it's like under.
Part of the body, but it was also a product. You know, growing up, you'd win at the arcade, those things, you'd turn inside out and set it on the desk. And then slowly it would go, pop, and it'd pop up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Poppers, yeah.
Those are diaphragms.
Really?
No.
And they're basically diaphragms.
No.
It's just like a silicone. Semicircle.
Sure. I don't know.
It's like actually the perfect description of one. It's not?
Maybe.
Old school diaphragm? Is that what you'd call it?
You don't have to include the old school part, no.
Vintage?
I don't think you have to use that.
Vinyl.
How is that not just like what I described to you?
Oh, it's the exact same thing.
It's the literal perfect description of what I was saying. That old toy where it was like a silicone half cup and you turn it inside out and you set it down and then slowly and then we'd go pop.
Wow, I forgot about those things. They were fun.
They were diaphragm. They were and recycled that's how diaphragm. Your
car they were recycled, works. Yeah.
They were. Kate and I going on a date night tonight.
You're dressed like you are.
Well, no. Well, first we had to open. You talk about some old people. We had an old people morning. You get up. I better look nice. We're going to go into his school, do a little meet the teachers.
Mm-hmm. That's what we did this morning.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go? Fans? Do you bring in the plaque?
This is Miss Holly, your teacher. I'm Mr. Chase, creator of the year.
Yeah. Take good care of him. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I am. I have high hopes for him. You know, he's shown glimpses of some talent. So it will be fascinating if we hear back, like, this guy's got something. He's really entertaining.
This guy's got something.
Gosh. Tell me he's not showing signs. He can work a room.
He is a funny toddler. I agree. Yeah.
We'll see.
When we went to like visit the like music room, and as we're walking out of it, he just goes, "That was a pretty good music room, huh?" Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, he loves the place. He's ready.
Yeah.
He did. He kept saying, next week you will drop me off and then you will pick me up. Like, yes. I don't think he was just saying it. I was like, that's right. We're going to drop you off. We're going to leave you there. You'll be by yourself. You're going to have to be brave and then we'll come get you. And then he was like, I think it sunk in. So, because he hasn't been left by himself for numerous hours. He hasn't done like daycare or anything. He's, you know, he's had babysitters like a little bit, but.
This is a big step. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's had his first one?
It's Monday.
Oh, okay. So all you got is
meeting them, getting them ready.
Mm-hmm. Monday's the big drop off.
Yep. Yep.
What are you going to do with your twice a week for 3 hours? No toddler. What are you going to do? You're just going to
pick bugs?
Yeah. Clean up all the boogers that are all over the house. Yeah. No, that sounds so gross. Our house is not that gross, but.
Junk drawer.
I probably will clean.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know yet. I still have Eva, so she will be napping.
I heard of a friend who has older kids. He said first day of school. And then some moms were like, first day of school, come over, moms, to my house. We're going to do like mommy mimosas all day.
Oh.
This is what I hear. Do you hear about this, Derek?
We haven't gotten to that point yet, but.
This is what I hear. Will you orchestrate things like that?
I don't know if I'll be drinking, but I'd probably invite my friends over, but I don't know if we're going to be drinking.
Oh, okay.
How's Thomas doing on the percentile? Wasn't he like up there for a while, like 99 percentile in height?
He
or
was.
Something?
He's probably 75% kid. Our daughter's a freak. She's Sean Bradley reincarnated. I think. She's off the charts. When people see her, they go, "How old is she?"
They do actually.
10 months, and I hope it evens out because what I've known a toddler like this, they're off the charts tall, and you go, "Why is that 5 year old?" What mental disability does that 5 year old have? And they go, "Oh, they're 2." And you go, "Oh my gosh. They're the size of a 5 year old." So I hope
Trey wasn't
this monster girl
as impressed by this, but tell me if you're not impressed by this. She is 10 months old and she climbed a stepladder by herself.
I don't think that's like crazy. She's like kind of like close to walking.
Like a two-step stepladder.
Like a step stool?
Yeah. Derek, don't you? Is that not?
I don't know 10 months old super well.
Our kids were climbing. Yeah, that's early.
Congrats.
I was.
No, you did a great job.
Congrats.
I didn't do anything. I just was like, oh my God. She was like holding onto the handle and like with all, like one hand, like pulling herself up. I was like, what is she doing? I was impressed.
We're going to take the whole family to New York City in a few weeks.
Okay. Like when you're performing?
You were just there. Any recommendations? Not performing, actually. It's other work stuff.
See the pigeons.
See the pigeons.
Those are cool. Make sure you stop and see the pigeons. It's crowded. I don't know if you're
going to go on a walk through Manhattan with them. That'd be fun. I get the stroll around.
I wouldn't do Manhattan. I'd do Harlem. Harlem's fun. Okay. Culture.
Rucker Park. I used to play that video game. Should we go check it out?
Yeah, you've been there before, right?
Oh, yeah, I did. That was a funny story. Let's go Young and Dumb. Let's go see Rucker Park. Black man was literally like, you guys need to leave.
You clearly don't know what you're doing. Go home.
I was like, have you seen Stretch?
Where's Half Man, Half Amazing?
The guy with the afro? He's like, stop saying that word. Dude, I grew up on that stuff. Do you watch a lot of N1 basketball?
Yeah, I really liked, I liked Hot Sauce and The Future. Those are my two favorites.
Escalade, dude.
Escalade. That wasn't my play style. He was cool, though.
He was obese and he could like go behind his back. Yeah. It was really impressive.
It was a cartoon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was a clothing brand. Is it a clothing brand?
Who said it was a cartoon?
It's real people?
She's like, there's no way a fat guy can play basketball.
This has to be animated.
Their names street are ball. Escalade and
Yeah,
whatever.
Of course it is.
So these are real. It was a league. What was it?
It was basketball. It was sick. You know Savannah Bananas?
Mm-hmm.
You know what sport is that?
Baseball?
In their cartoons.
In their cartoon. You know Savannah Bananas? It's on Cartoon Network. Savannah Bananas? You know that, right?
No. What?
What are they?
It's a baseball team with real people.
Good.
Now you're getting it.
Okay, but that's a team name is Savannah Bananas.
You said they're cartoons. She thought of... Wait, she's like, did I see... Was that Pixar? Savannah Bananas. It's the same thing. And one. They just like got a bunch of dudes who play basketball in like a silly way.
They gave them nicknames.
Oh, I see.
The Professor.
Hot Sizzle. Hot Sauce, the Professor. Professor was easily my favorite.
Yeah. Half Man, Half Amazing.
Skip to My Lou.
Skip to My Lou is good.
Yeah, he actually got some NBA minutes.
Yeah.
He's a real deal.
Yeah, there's no way you can make fun of me for thinking that was a cartoon. Skip to My Lou?
Yeah.
It does kind of sound like a Fairly Odd Parent character. Yeah, I kind of imagine it, actually.
Okay. And what do you like? What are the name of all the Victoria's Secret angels?
I don't know.
What do you
think?
What girls
think that's what I was watching when I was a little kid?
Was it not?
No.
You went to the shows?
Yes. No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Main Event.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
Remember Air Up There?
Air Up There, that was a fun dude.
That one guy's name was just AO. It was kind of cool because it like had less going. The Bone Collector.
The remember Bone him? Collector.
He like had.
He collected a lot of bones.
He was like on socials. Like he like.
Yeah.
Diversified.
No, he, Katie. he would absolutely break your ankles.
Yeah, I know you think you can guard him, but you can't.
Everyone thinks there's really is he gonna collect my bones? Yeah. He's got a whole graveyard.
Not me. I got strong legs.
No.
There's a couple more that I recognize. Helicopter.
Helicopter?
Helicopter.
Oh, just helicopter.
Yeah. Spider.
Oh, Spider was nasty. He dunked and he put his feet on the backboard.
And then I remember Headache. And then the rest of these, I kind of don't remember. Circus, Easy J. I don't think they're as popular. The Black Widow. That was a sad story. His wife died. That was sad.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm just kidding. It was a cartoon.
So
it was
made up. This was like something you would watch weekly.
I don't know how I even really watched it because this was before we had cable, but somehow, some way it would like get to me and you just get little glimpses of this like underground basketball league where the rules are a little softer and it's all about just trying to make the guy guarding you look silly. Okay. So it's a lot of just like put the ball on your shirt, spinning it around, crazy dunks, crazy behind the back passes.
Okay.
And yes, it was also named kind of after the clothing brand and one.
Okay. Wow.
And then it was a cartoon.
I had no idea.
Nick at Night.
Yeah, I had no idea that there was this cartoon.
Yeah. There's a documentary if you're intrigued, like I think you are.
We could cancel our dinner plans and just stay home and watch that.
The Rise and Fall of Anne.
Yeah,
I'd love
to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys watch anything good lately?
We tried to watch, embarrassed to say, what was it called?
Yeah, I'm not as embarrassed because we stopped watching it.
Yeah, we're proud to say we stopped watching Hunting Wives. Seen this?
It's been in like the top three for a while, but I've
watched it. Swinger show.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And you like
it? It's like a ominous, like new couple moves to town and they're like all these wealthy people and this kind of mysterious woman. And then
it's like a scripted drama.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the woman's kind of like flirting with the new woman and then they're getting all weird and freaky and
yeah I knew you'd come in here with that face, that kind of stuff.
It just I did not know that like it's called existed. Hunting Wives. I just didn't know that that's where that was going at all. It really took me out.
That reminds me, Derek, you had a really funny Instagram story about swinging. Did you guys see this?
Oh my god,
that was so
tell a story.
I remember that.
Oh, we had a fun trip at Lake of the Ozarks. Family trip, went with the in-law parents too. And they have that cute little board where you can put a little post-it note, give a little...
Like at the Airbnb?
Yeah, at the Airbnb, yeah. And this
past guest posting, like, we love the place, yeah. Like all that, yeah.
Almost like a book.
There's a couple that got married on the patio of the
but it was beautiful.
Okay, a lot of cool history there, it sounds like.
And then there was this yellow card that said, hosted our Pineapple Club reunion here. Great times, great news, upside down gang.
Oh no.
So that was on our mind all weekend.
And then you're like,
oh no.
You're like tucking the kids into their beds. Yeah. Sleep good.
Gosh.
Yeah, you
Daddy, why is there pineapple juice on the ceiling?
Upside down gang.
You do not want to read that at your Airbnb.
A stark reminder of that. Everybody's in hotels. You're like, only God knows what happened. In Dude, that's it's kind of crazy. Hotels work. Like, we've convinced a bunch of normal, average, clean people. Like, stay in this bed a bunch of people have stayed in, man. It's cool.
I try not to think about things like that. Or even just like my airplane seat. They didn't really clean that from the last guy who sat here. They moved the seat belt.
I have another bonus correct opinion. Big argument I just had on the road with the guys on the road, Lucas and Alan. And DJ Michael, we're talking movie theaters. They're pro movie theaters. I go. I'll never step foot in a movie theater ever again. Like,
because of the hygiene?
No. Because of all of the. I said, sell me on a movie theater. Are you pro movie theater?
I'll take the stance for the sake of this.
Actually, I'm strong opinions, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. Walk me through because I'm going. I'm at my house, my home, comfortable, my couch, big screen. I got a setup. I got a sound bar. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom. I got pause. I got. Drinks, food, whatever I need, comfortable. Movie theater, you pay more money, you sit down in these seats, the airplane seat. I mean, who knows what people are sitting and doing in these seats?
Only God knows what happened in that seat.
You know what? A lot of these movie theaters, what they used to be 50 years ago, it's a whole nother topic. And then they...
Actually, yeah. I have heard that.
And it's just, you're kind of uncomfortable. It's I don't get why anyone would step on a movie theater ever again. They go, it's the way it's supposed to be watched. Oh, really? on a football field screen. I can't even see the whole screen. My 75 inch is fine.
75 inch TV really is like about all you need. Especially if you don't have a good seat in the movie theater. If you're sitting up close, it's like, this is definitely not better than sitting at home. Mm-mm. Can't see everything. I think the only pull is just like, it's like a form of treating yourself. Like, I'm going to spend money to see this movie. I'm going to spend too much money on popcorn. And I'm going to like buy a little treat. It's like a guilty pleasure almost to go to the movies.
They made a step in the right direction where I did see a movie years ago with some buddies, The Revenant. I was very excited. I'm a Leo fan. Very rarely am I like, I'm going to see this movie.
Yeah.
And it was my first ever experience because this was new 15 years ago, 10 years ago, where like you can have like dinner at the movie theater.
That's
and
nice.
Drink.
Yeah.
And so in the middle of a movie, there's a little button. You press it. And the guy walks over. What do you need? I'll take a Bud Light. Take a beer. And then he walks over, he sets it to you. Like, I'm like, okay.
I think a dinner at a movie theater, I can get on board with that. Because you're like doing another activity while you're watching.
Not bad.
You're being served. It's like going to that with
your family, right? Avatar?
We didn't get served dinner.
You were multitasking. You did Sudoku during
We ordered like pretzels or what? Like, yes.
We ate dinner?
Yes.
I don't remember it was that.
We ordered like, you know, I mean, it's not great, but it's like.
Oh,
Avatar.
I remember watching.
Comes out this Christmas, right?
The next one?
Yeah.
You're talking about the Way of Water. Is that the one you watched?
I don't know the names, but I am a sucker for Avatar. I think it's cool. They're cool alien people.
November 21st.
Hot dog.
Thanksgiving.
November 21st, and we're with your family. We're going.
Eat pretzels again.
Some quesadillas and watch the Na'vi.
Mm-hmm.
I see you. The last time I over Christmas with my parents, we went to the movies and like dinner place. I ordered a Caesar salad wrap. They brought it to me on a plate. By the time he sat it down, the wrap had just fully unwound itself.
Oh, maybe that was part.
And I have no utensils, so I just ate it like a rabbit would.
Maybe was it a nice place? You ever seen when they like the nachos in like a can and they like release it out? You're like, whoa.
Like a Guy Fieri's restaurant.
You kind of set it down and it bloomed out.
Trash can nachos.
It did kind of bloom. Yeah. I don't think it was on purpose.
Above his pay grade there. But back to the hotels. Very gross. Imagine if I was like, come stay with me, man. Come stay with me. Like, okay, I'm like, I lead you to this back corner. It gets dirtier. I was like, every night there's a new guy in here, man.
Yeah.
Every we night. Clean it. New sheets, but.
Not a deep clean of the carpet. Over.
It's fine.
You make clean yourself
at home. Think about how gross you'd feel.
I mean.
Okay. Whole family stuffed in here a few nights ago. There were loud noises. I don't know what was going on.
Boogers.
Yeah, I did. I mean, where I stayed in Minneapolis was like a fine hotel, but it's the first time I've stayed in a hotel by myself in a long time. And I was at the end of the hallway. It was like a no window hallway. I felt like I was in danger.
I thought you were with us still. It took me a little while.
The next day in Milwaukee at noon, he's like, where's Katie? Like, she's on a flight back home out of Minneapolis. You really missed.
In hindsight, I don't know why. Funny. I could have just ridden the bus with you and flown out of Milwaukee the next morning.
Where's Katie?
Well, you wouldn't have had a direct.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you would have slept on a bus and not slept well, and then
I didn't sleep well at the hotel, so well, I probably that's your own just gone thing.
You need to see a therapist. I was like, you're gonna be, you know, no kids, like we're gonna have fun together. Then you go to your own hotel room. Yeah. Are you gonna like just kind of like relax? You like do? She's like, honestly, I miss the kids. I'm scared to death. I'm gonna sleep terribly. Like, well,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Since last thing I go before bed, love you, babe. Thanks for coming. Means a lot. Like, sleep good. Enjoy your flight. I just get a photo of the hotel door with multiple pieces of furniture in front of it. Like, do you think this will help? I was like, oh my God. I was like, let's book you a nice hotel. You can enjoy yourself. I'm in danger.
Katie's like, I'm nicer. Googling tensile strength right now to figure out how I can engineer this lock.
There's a lot of interesting ways on TikTok and Reels of how to better secure yourself in a hotel room.
Looked this up?
Girls love Googling via short form video content.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Rachel's always like, ooh, so I'll search it on TikTok.
Yeah, there's a hanger trick. There's a towel. There's a hand towel trick.
Good night.
I mean,
okay, let's keep going on Patreon.
Wait, I need to know Derek said he had a strong opinion about the movie theaters. Oh,
there's only one thing that turned me off, and it was hearing other people eat popcorn the whole time. That
see,
I can't do that. That's the only thing I can get away with, the spending more on everything. But it's like hearing other people chew the whole time.
Okay. Speaking of that, I'm back on the plane, so I have plenty of travel stories. I used to not be so worried about this, but I've started to get real anxious about who am I sitting next to on these planes. Because it's a real, you ever know. I sat next to one guy. He was very nice, but I'm aisle, so he's window, right? So it's not that long of a flight. He immediately's like, bathroom. And he says, let me get up to the bathroom 30 seconds after we leave the ground.
Oh, so he had to go.
So I'm kind of like, is this? Like, I don't think they're going to let you. So I get up, and they're immediately, the attendant's still strapped down. She's like, go sit. And she's like, go sit down. Like, give it 3 minutes. So I get back down. He gets up. 5 minutes later, he gets up, gets down. It's like, all right. And then the real thing was he was very active on his phone, and his notifications, I mean, God help me. I don't know why Apple has that. You can turn on the thing where your light flashes every text.
That's a crazy.
And he's had it like this, like in my peripherals. It's just flashing every 30 seconds for an hour and a half.
That's annoying.
Bad. I had a flight recently. You know, it was like a 2-and-2 seater. I go to my seat in the aisle. I'm a big aisle guy.
Yeah.
Really don't want window. This woman goes, she was in my seat. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Is this? She's like, oh, yeah. I'm actually over there. Can I just sit by my husband? Like, I'm over in that window seat.
Yeah, people love doing that.
She read my, credit to her, she read my body. I'm like, oh, okay. And I turn around, and her window seat is next to this woman in the aisle who's standing and syringe feeding a, like, toy poodle.
No. Nope.
And I kind of look, and I turn back, and credit to her, I must have given off a vibe of, like, oh, my God. She's like, I love dogs. I'd be happy. And I was like, and before I can finish, she's like, I'll just go sit over there.
Okay.
And I sit down next to her husband, and he was kind of gave me like a high and a smile. I was like, I can't do the dog, man. And he's like, yeah, I get it. And it was all good. But this woman, she was so strange. Like, as they landed, she goes, are we going to, they do the thing where they taxi a little slow. She's like, are you guys being mindful of connections? As she's petting her toy poodle. And they're like, yeah, man, but she'll be fine. We're actually early. She goes, no, we're actually a little 5 minutes late. And I'm looking, I'm like, what are you, she wrong? And she talked the woman's ear off the whole time. Oh, I mean,
no. Don't love it.
That would have been a great
call. I felt a little bad, but I was like, I can't. And the dog nipped at one of the attendants walked by, and they're like,
oh my God.
And she was like, no, don't do that. And I mean, she was so weird. This nice lady had to talk to her the whole time.
I sat next to an 11-week-old on a flight coming back from New York. No mom either.
Keep an eye on her.
Yeah, 11 weeks.
Was it good?
Fine. Great baby. Yeah. Didn't hear a peep.
Yeah, 11 weeks, it's a good, I mean, it's like white noise.
Basically. Yeah, it's way better than having a dog.
Yeah, if you're not a parent, you're on a flight, babies, you ain't worried about a baby. If you see a 2.5-year-old in your row, bro, you might as well jump off the plane. Okay, continuing on Patreon, I have a good feeling this is the last, you're going to get Rachel next week on Patreon. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Thank you guys, and have a great week. See you guys. Let me know if you're coming on the road. New York, Connecticut, Atlantic City, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.